Hey, everyone. It's about time to get started. So we'll go ahead and officially open this workshop at 9:05 a.m. And I need to read the dial-in information for the Teams meeting. The meeting ID is 268-727-801-278-0. Three. Passcode is uppercase W, uppercase G, 7, lowercase B, lowercase T, 3, uppercase X, uppercase T. Phone access, the number is 1-775-321-6111. Passcode is 987-030-156 pound. Okay, so first off in the workshop, we will take public comment if anybody would like to. You'll have 3 minutes and just raise your hand online if you would like to make public comment. Okay, seeing no one, we'll move on. And again, or first, we apologize, we cannot get the camera working in this room. So my name is Sarah Hale. I'm with the State Fish Ecosystem Technical Team, the State Lands Representative, and I'm here in person with the Program Manager.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Steele, Program Manager.
And then we have a few team members online. I see Cheyenne Acevedo, who's the NBAO Representative, and Casey Adkins, who is the Division of Forestry Representative. So our discussion of this regulation is going to be fairly informal. This is basically putting into permanent regulation the temporary regulations that were adopted last year with respect to verifier certification and decertification. But since we had to reopen this anyways, we wanted to add some language into the permanent regs just to clarify a few areas. And we have one section of new language that was suggested to be added since this workshop packet went out. And I'll go ahead and scroll down to that, and that'll be highlighted in yellow. So note that this language states that the Sagebrush Ecosystem Council may pre-approve certain credit project types that do not require a mitigation plan to be brought forward. Subsection A of this is any mitigation plans that conduct these pre-approved credit project types pursuant to Section 3 will be approved and administered by the Sagebrush Ecosystem Technical Team pursuant to the considerations in Section 2. B states that any mitigation plan that proposes credit project types that have not been pre-approved by the Sagebrush Ecosystem Council will still be considered pursuant to Sections 1 and 2. So again, this is the only language that has been added in since this packet went out. So it's the only thing that's different in your downloaded versions or your printouts. And again, the rest of the language was just clarifying items. And that starts with a few definitions defining credit obligation, credit project, and debit project. And then adding tribal entity to public lands definition. And clarifying a little bit more of the verifier definition. There is an addition at the end of NAC 232-470, just stating that if the person or entity proposing activity on public lands that will cause an anthropogenic disturbance disagrees with the debit calculation, they may appeal to the Sagebrush Ecosystem Council at a regularly scheduled public meeting. Then we have clarification that a debit project must fulfill the entirety of its credit obligation or an approved portion dictated by the program policy prior to breaking ground. And then there's that language that we added since sending this out. And then we get down to NAC 232-480, and nothing in here has changed since we've adopted this as temporary regulation. So this section we're just putting forth to be put into permanent regulations going forward. And with that, I will open it up again for any public comment on these proposed additions? So just raise your hand if you would like to comment. Not seeing any online, and we have no public in person. So we will go ahead and close public comment. If you would like to submit public comment after the fact, you are welcome to do so until close of business today and submit that to Kathleen Steele. Her email address is kstee@sagebrusheco.nv.gov. And again, you have until close of business today to submit that. And we will go ahead and close the workshop and adjourn at 9:11 a.m.
Thank you all.
Thank you all for your attendance.